This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden signed into law Saturday legislation that suspends the U.S. government's debt limit through January 2025 and avoids a potentially disastrous default just days before the government runs out of cash to pay its bills. His signature came with 2 days to spare. The Treasury Department had said the government wouldn't have enough money to pay all of its bills starting Monday. The White House announced the signing in an emailed statement Saturday and said it was done in private. In the statement, Biden thanked congressional leaders. The bill allows the government to continue to borrow more money over the next 19 months to meet its obligations exceeding the current $31.4 trillion debt limit. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin encouraged China on Saturday to keep the lines of communication open between the two powerful countries. Speaking in Singapore at the Shangri-La Dialogue, Asia's top security summit, Lloyd said he was deeply concerned that China has been unwilling to engage more seriously on better crisis management between Washington and Beijing's military forces. He also outlined the United States' vision for the entire region.
Respect for sovereignty. Adherence to international law, transparency and openness, the free flow of commerce and ideas, human rights and human dignity.
Austin said that ongoing communication between the two countries is essential to avoid miscalculations that could lead to conflict. There are several issues that the United States and China don't agree on. This includes territorial disputes regarding the South China Sea, and an alleged spy balloon that was shot down by a U.S. fighter plane after the balloon floated across the United States. More on that in a